was properly a college course. He would graduate without it.
But he knew down deep that if he lost his nerve now, he would never take the course later.
Jimmy said nervously, "What'd you think of it, Rod?" "All right, I guess. But I'd like to know whether or not to wear my long-handled underwear. Do you suppose the deacon would give us a hint?" "Him? Not him. He thinks a broken leg is the height of humor. That man would eat his own grandmother, without salt." "Oh, come now. He'd use salt. Say, Jim, you saw what it said about teaming."
"Yeah?
What about it?" Jimmy's eyes shifted away. Rod felt a moment's irritation. He was making a suggestion as delicate as a proposal of marriage, an offer to put his own life in the same basket with Jimmy's. The greatest risk in a solo test was that a fellow just had to sleep sometime, but a team could split it up and stand watch over each other. Jimmy must know that Rod was better than he was, with any weapon or bare hands. The proposition was to his advantage. Yet here he was, hesitating as if he thought Rod might handicap him.
"What's the matter, Jim?" Rod said bleakly. "Figure you're safer going it alone?"
No, not exactly."
"You mean you'd rather not team with me?"
No, I didn't mean that."
"Then what did you mean?"
"I meant, look, Rod, I surely do thank you. I won't forget it. But that notice said something else, too."
"What?"
"It said we could dump this darned course and still graduate. And I just happened to remember that I don't need it for the retail clothing business."
"Huh? I thought you had ambitions to become a wide-angled lawyer.
So exotic jurisprudence loses its brightest jewel. So what do I care? It will make my old man very happy to learn that I've decided to stick with the family business."
"You mean you're scared?"
"Well, that's one way of putting it. Aren't you?"
Rod took a deep breath. "Yes, I'm scared."
"Good. Now let's both give a classic demonstration of how to survive and stay alive by marching down to the registrar's office and bravely signing our names to withdrawal slips."
No. You go ahead."
"You mean you're sticking?"
"I guess so."
"Look, Rod, have you looked over the statistics on last year's classes?"
"No, and I don't want to. So long." Rod turned sharply and headed for the classroom door, leaving Jimmy to stare after him with a troubled look.
The lecture room was occupied by a dozen or so of the seminar students. Dr. Matson, the deacon, was squatting tailor fashion on one corner of his desk and holding forth informally. He was a small man and spare, with a leathery face, a patch over one eye, and most of three fingers missing from his left hand. On his chest were miniature ribbons marking service in three famous first expeditions. One carried a tiny diamond cluster that showed him to be the last living member of that group. Rod slipped into the second row. The deacon's eye flicked at him as he went on talking.
"I don't understand the complaints," he said jovially. "The test conditions say all weapons, so you can protect yourself any way you like, from a slingshot to a cobalt bomb. I think final examination should be bare hands, not so much as a nail file. But the Board of Education doesn't agree, so we do it this sissy way instead." He shrugged and grinned.
Doctor, I take it then that the board knows that we are going to run into dangerous animals?"
"You surely will. The most dangerous animal known."
"Doctor, if you mean that literally—"
"Oh, I do. I do."
"Then I take it that we are either being sent to Mithra and we'll have to watch out for snow apes, or we are going to stay on Terra and be dumped where we can expect leopards. Am I right?"
The deacon shook his head despairingly.
"My boy, you had better cancel and take this course over. Those dumb brutes aren't dangerous."
"But Jasper says in Predators and Prey that the two trickiest, most dangerous—"
"Jasper's made an aunt. I'm talking about the real King of the Beasts, the only animal that is always dangerous, even when not hungry. The two-legged brute. Take a look around you."
The instructor leaned forward.
"I've said this 19 dozen times, but you still don't believe it. Man is the one animal that can't be tamed. He goes along for years as peaceful as a cow when it suits him. Then when it suits him not to be, he makes a leopard look like a